next year. City Council members will discuss the financial forecast at a study session next Tuesday night. The city of Urbana has welcomed in the first phase of its bicycle master plan. A ribbon cutting was held today to recognize new bike lanes at the Philo Road Business District. Resurfacing work reduced the area between Florida and Colorado Avenue to three lanes, with bike lanes on the outer areas with a mid-block crossing to protect pedestrians. Public Works Director Bill Gray says this should help both cyclists and pedestrians by slowing Philo Road traffic to the proper speed of 30 miles an hour. He says greater delays might call for the installation of a traffic signal on Colorado. But for now, Gray says any delays are tolerable.
For the most part, I think people have to understand when you approach an intersection, you can make a right-hand turn in the bike lane, for example. You can still go through, and there is a left turn lane. So capacity-wise, we have similar capacity as we had before.
But at least one business manager says the bike lanes have yielded nothing but complaints about traffic congestion and the potential for accidents. James Levendahl with the district's Marathon gas station says the city should have widened the sidewalks instead, since the new lanes have been virtually ignored by bicyclists. The new lanes connect to a bike route in the Windsor Road area. The city of Urbana will also add new bus shelters on each side of Philo Road, as well as pedestrian lighting as part of its master plan. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels says he'll drop the idea of privatizing the Hoosier Lottery as an option to fund a program that would pay college tuition for many high school graduates. The decision comes after an opinion from the U.S. Justice Department that such a move would violate federal law. Daniels has said he wants to give high school graduates from families earning less than $60,000 2 years free tuition at Ivy Tech Community College or 2 year scholarships at another Indiana public or private school. He had said leasing the Hoosier Lottery could be one way to pay for the annual $50 million program. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is defending himself after a recent Chicago Tribune poll showed him with an approval rating of just 13%. Ben Calhoun reports.
Just how low is 13%? Around the time former Illinois Governor George Ryan left office, drowning in a sea of corruption and scandal, his approval rating was 23%. President Bush's is 27%. Today, Blagojevich made his first appearance since his 13% approval figure came out.
That's a baker's dozen, right? I consider that a lucky number.
Blagojevich repeatedly blamed his low popularity on things out of his control, from the national economy to the federal bailout. Only a couple of times did he acknowledge how bleak the approval figure is.
I love the people of Illinois more today than I did before, and if it's a case of unrequited love at this point, I'll just have to work extra hard and get them to love me again.
Blagojevich has overseen a period of dysfunction and gridlock in state government and is at the center of a vast federal corruption investigation. I'm Ben Calhoun.
The manufacturer of a wind turbine that broke and dropped a 6-ton blade into a Bureau County cornfield this week says it's fixing blades on more than 400 turbines that could have similar problems. India-based Suzlon Energy Limited says its blades can develop cracks because of a design flaw. No one was hurt and nothing was damaged in the accident in Bureau County. It's 5:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. It's a fact. Small business firms are twice as innovative as larger firms. Commerce Bank is celebrating all the big thinking small business does for our community during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
Now here's a look at weekend weather from Mike Sola.
Well, thanks, Jim. Our weekend weather, it's going to be improving on one account and degrading on another account. We're going to see the end of the precipitation, but we're also going to see temperatures towards the end of the weekend sliding down to where we could have a hard freeze across the area on Sunday night, Monday morning. Even a better chance to put an end to the growing season for central Illinois in the Monday night, Tuesday time frame, as again, it does look like temperatures will more likely be dropping into the upper 20s. Now, by Sunday night, Monday morning, again, we're looking at skies clearing out and temperatures dropping to around the freezing mark, into maybe the upper 20s, around the freezing mark, all the way down to around the Effingham area, and still in the upper 20s all the way to northern Illinois. But right now, again, Monday night, Tuesday morning, looks like temperatures could be in the 20s, basically across the northern two-thirds of the state, with the freeze line going all the way down to the southern tip of Illinois and Indiana. Again, a couple of factors involved in there will be the amount of cloud cover and the amount of wind. The lighter winds and the clearer skies will allow temperatures to drop down into the 20s. And again, that would definitely bring an end to the growing season here. So, and also tender vegetation could be at risk. So get prepared for that. Get prepared for occasional showers. Ready to move back into the Champaign-Urbana area in just a few minutes. Tonight's low down to 40, tomorrow's high 57, with a few chances for morning showers, then mostly cloudy through the day. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 41. Sunday, we look for a high temperature of around 60, but turning much colder late in the day, and Sunday night's low around 30. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This week, some people in Maryland are receiving a strange letter in the mail. It turns out that in 2005 and 2006, the state police spied on anti-death penalty and anti-war activists. And now the police are notifying 53 people that were marked as suspected terrorists in a state database. As NPR's Libby Lewis reports, it turns out the spying efforts were even broader than the police have previously acknowledged.